Hey guys, it's day 28 of the Diary of a Single Lady. I'm extremely happy. After today, we have 3 days left to the end of the season. It's amazing, and I think there's a good news or a bad news at that. At the end of this episode and season in full, singing we may not be doing anything single again, because you know I'm getting old I'm feeling butterflies in my belly. Oh my goodness, something like that though. I don't want to use like my own, I don't want to say it. Yoruba will say me very well, so I want to translate it from Yoruba to English straight. Like, I don't want to use all my own mouth to say it, but guys, I want you to know that once I enter this relationship, your mind will not touch the ground. But then, you know, today I just feel like relationship, loving, allowing somebody to love you is actually a very sweet thing. It's a sweet thing, and we all need to experience it. It doesn't matter what you faced earlier on in relationship and with the other gender in particular. It really doesn't matter what you faced with them. What matters is that you keep on going, like you move on, you forget about what has happened in the past and you move on. You stay positive with things around you and you let people love you. It necessarily doesn't have to be a relationship or something. I hope we all know that even friendship is a relationship, even having a roommate is a relationship, even having like other members among the choir that you are is a relationship. Your fellowship members, you have to build a relationship with them. Like, there are a lot of relationships you have to hold strong, and you have to be loved by people. We all need someone to love us. We all need somebody to yes, I know God is there for us. Yes. Aside that, there's nothing aside God, I know. But I'm trying to tell you, you need humans to love you. God will place, God knows what he was doing when he said, love your neighbor as yourself. Then, love thy God, your God, with all your heart. Then love your neighbor as yourself. That was like when the old commandment was like brought into just two. Because when you love God, you do all what he wants. And when you love your neighbor, you wouldn't do harm to your neighbor. So, I mean, let people love you. Release your mind. To be very honest, forget about heartbreaks and all that. Love yourself on Valentine's Day. Take yourself out. Like, do a solo date. Just enjoy. Enjoy, honestly. If you know you don't have money to enjoy, save up for it. Like, save up. Then one day, just spoil yourself with the money. You need something. Save up to get yourself the gifts. I'm so sorry. And another thing I want to say is, when you want to get gifts for somebody that is celebrating birthdays and all that, you know, you sometimes you may want to go extra mile to get what you yourself will not even get. Just like, okay, me going all out to get I think something of about 50,000 naira, probably just one flimsy thing, probably a sunshade of 50,000 naira, because I want to get quality for somebody as birthday gifts. And I know me personally, I'm not going to do that. Oh, please, please, love yourself, love your neighbor as yourself. Like, you need to love yourself first. Thank you so much for tuning in. before the end of the season, there's still some things that are yet to be unraveled that you'll get to know. So please stay tuned to the end of this season. I love you so much. Have a good night's rest. Bye.